I mean, he's from Illinois, so he's definitely from a state that is very heavy in agriculture. So I think we'll find that he's a relatively strong supporter of the agricultural side. Of course, the first thing that sticks out is his support for renewable fuels. He's kind of been the opposite of John McCain on that, that he actually looks to increase the mandate out to $60 billion by the time we get out to 2030. And I think that's going to be interesting to see how that moves through Congress, especially with how it's moved against what the food side is, and we're pulling food to make fuel right now. I think there's going to be a debate coming in here as we see more and more of these food operations come under pressure financially, economically, to try and make a go of it. He certainly supported the 2008 Farm Bill. He's a strong believer in the safety net for farmers, but I think he's going to lean more towards the family farm and probably try and push the $250,000 cap on payment limits so that it's all going towards the family farm and not towards the corporate farm out here. And I think we're going to see him really try and make a push towards the country of origin labeling out here. That probably happens fairly quickly. You know, I think that there's some other ways that he'll try and make a push to try and see if we can put some incentives together for young and new farmers to try and get involved in farming, which is almost cost prohibitive today for anybody young just trying to get started on their own and come into it. So I would view him as being fairly supportive of agriculture. Right now, the whole issue is going to be all the money, though. We're spending so much money on the bailout programs. Now we're talking about another incentive program. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Dave.